Hello.
Yeah, is this Forest Sells Houses?
How can I help you?
Well, I'm gonna sell my house. I live in Waynesboro, Virginia.
Okay. What's your name, sir? And
William White, WHITE.
Okay.
They break up a little bit, but I'm on a iPhone. Anyway, you guys might be my best solution because you're obviously around the state. And here at my house, I mean, I've got like old broken furniture that I don't want to move it, but I'm trying to downsize. I'll be 68 in a couple of months, and
okay.
I mean, I just I don't think I want to go through a year making this look really nice or anything, because there's nothing terribly wrong with it, and I own it.
Do you have an address, sir?
1000 Winchester Road. 1000 Winchester Road.
Yep, I know exactly where it's at. You're
You do?
Yeah, okay. I do. You're next to I think you're right, because I have a house. We got a couple houses over there off North Elkin Avenue. I think is right around the corner.
Well, we're on. You'll see it on an iPhone with your maps. It's up behind the Sunoco station on East Main.
You have a little shed, don't you?
No, I don't have no shed.
Maybe that's a neighbor.
There was one here like before I moved in. I've been here in this house for, I guess it's been since 2009.
Yep.
But I certainly want to get an estimate, because you guys might be my solution. I've got a lot of stuff that's just thrown away. I mean, I'm trying to sell it as is.
Yep.
And so I need to make an appointment to get one of you to meet me here.
Yeah.
Next week would be great.
I mean, let me ask you this, William. How soon are you looking to move or get out, sell it?
Probably in a month.
Okay. So do you have somewhere else to go?
Well, not yet. I'm going to move into a small apartment. I'm going to take some of my stuff, but a lot of it's just throwaway. A whole lot of it's just going to be throwaway.
Yeah. And I mean, one of the things that, you know, just, you know, FYI, so you don't have to stress, you know, I know the area. I know exactly what house this is. You know, I have houses all in that area. You don't have to throw away anything technically, because I'm just going to get a dumpster anyway and trash everything that's left.
Well, I wouldn't want to.
It's an offer. You can do what you want, but I'm just saying, I'm going to have a dumpster there anyway, so it's really no big deal if you leave stuff.
So, you know, I need to know how much you guys can estimate that I can get paid to do it this way. So I need for one of you guys to, or ladies, I need for one of you to try to make an appointment with me, I hope for next week sometime. I'm around. I mean, I'm retired, so
yeah.
Whenever you can do it.
Well, what are you looking to realistically get for it?
Hoping to get about 89, 92, something like that.
I mean, William, you know, I'll be honest with you. I buy like 20 to 30 houses a month. You know, and just being completely upfront with you, you know, this isn't something that I really need to come see. I already know what house it is, and you know, you saying you want $80,000 to $90,000. I mean, you know, I was thinking probably around like 85 anyway.
Yeah, I think it's I don't want to go totally unrealistic.
Yeah.
Nothing terribly wrong with it, but
need some updating.
I mean, you definitely would want to be fixed up and painted and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
I can't go lower. I've got to go 88. Can't go lower than that because I got to move some stuff out of it.
I mean, you know, I know we've only been on the phone for 5 minutes here, but you know, I buy property left and right, and I know, you know, when I know, you know, I know, and it's not really much more to it. So, you know, if I say, hey, William, we'll do 88 today, I'll agree to that, and I'll give you 60 days to get out. I mean, are you comfortable going forward? And
well,
I'll pay all closing costs, too, put it that way.
Yeah, not in 5 minutes, and I hear you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not surprised because in Virginia, you probably know this type of business, and you probably are reputable because you do it. You know this stuff. I think you do. But I need to see somebody here with me.
Okay. I mean, are you free today?
I mean, I can't. No. This is just too fast. You know what I mean?
Okay. I gotcha. Well, we don't have to go that fast. You know, you call me, you ask for something, and, you know, I know the area, so that kind of makes it easy for me.
Well, I like to haggle you up to, like, 92.
Say that again?
I'd like to haggle you up to 92,000.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to got expenses that will come up, and I don't have much money. I'm retired, and just trying to get really much. Really, all I need is like a one room apartment with a little tiny kitchen.
Yeah.
It's hard. I can't really do this kind of thing without seeing an actual person. It won't change what I'm saying, but
sure.
I mean, I can't just do this over the phone like this. It's just too fast for me, because I'm thinking about a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And
what are you kind of thinking about? You know, as far as
I haven't got a place yet, so I'd probably have to get in a motel for a couple of weeks. I was the health inspector in Waynesboro for the last 15 years before I retired.
Yeah.
And about 3 years ago. So I know these, you know, I know the motels and what the price is and stuff. I know all that. And the cheapest ones are okay with me because I've had to inspect them anyway.
Sure.
But, I'd certainly like to get about 92.
Right.
I've got to pay 83 on the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to get about to the bank. That's a loan. I own it.
You want to walk through some money, though. Obviously.
Well, I need some to, like, to get on. I'm sure I want to end this thing, and it'll take me a year and a shitload of work, since I don't do this all the time, to fix it up to, with a real estate agent that would require, you know, to make it marketable, it'd probably cost, I don't know what it would cost, but it's not like it's anything terribly wrong with it. It's just there's nothing special about it. Just it's got wear and tear, and it'd be cheaper for me to have someone like you that can just, like you say, you just throw everything away that I didn't take out of it.
Yeah,
which Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest way to go for a guy my age.
Sure.
So
I mean, 92 is definitely more than I would, you know, definitely more than I want to pay. I'm not saying that I won't do it, but, you know, it's
well, can
more than I want.
I hear you.
But
how about 88? Could you do that?
Well, I mean, so, you know, you told me that, you know, that you need to see someone in person, right?
Well, I really do.
So I guess my question to you is, you know, when you see someone in person or, you know, talking over the phone, is there something that you can form, maybe some validity, you know, other than just, you know, or just putting a face to the name? Is that kind of what it is?
Oh, face to the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely mostly that. And, you know, anything they can tell me, somebody can tell me.
So I'll tell you this. We're licensed realtors. You know, we buy property, you know, all up in Waynesboro. And, I mean, I know, you know.
Totally believable. But all I had was, like, I was just a thought that occurred to me that, you know, I looked on the internet and it occurred to me, and, you know, it's like, well, I grew up in Richmond, and if anybody's actually not scamming or any of that stuff, it sounds like you guys are in this all the time. And now, you know, it really does. Kind of hard for me to just do something in 10 minutes without a face.
Absolutely.
I guess with my age group, that's how it is.
Sure. Just kind of
so,
giving you background information.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. I mean, if you can, you know, we both take time and talk 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I don't see how I could go less than 88.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how I could.
Okay. So, I mean, you know,
it's nothing special. I mean, it's definitely nothing special. It's just it's got some nice property, but it's right next to a trailer park. That's good. You know,
I've tried to buy
a little land and some backyard, you get it here.
Yeah.
And there really ain't no crime. There's nothing terribly wrong with the house. It's just, it was a rebuild from a foreclosure. When I bought it, the guy that had it before me, his father built it, and this was the crash of 2008. Yeah. And they had to get out. They, you know, like the price for that time was ridiculous. And then I got it for 95. In 2009. I've got the paperwork, but I didn't even look it up. It's like, it's going to be 2009. So
I'm very familiar with the house because I've tried to reach out to the person who owns that trailer park because, you know, I've wanted to buy that too.
Oh, yeah. You actually know where I live.
Yeah, I do. I want to say it's like almost, I don't know.
Well, I'm a yellow house right next to the trailer park.
Yeah.
And it was called Patches.
There's about 30 trailers, I think, right near you. I think
and it was sold. And it was sold.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've not had any problems with any of that, but that's just to, you know, tell you where it is. It's like I say, I just, you know, I live alone. And
now,
I
know exactly where your house is. Your house, those trailers, they butt up to your house. I know exactly which one you are.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they're right next door.
You're looking at your house there on the left.
Yeah. That's pretty darn impressive.
Yeah. Well, I know the area.
I wasn't expecting to be just pick up the phone, talk to someone that actually does know what they're doing in Waynesboro, Virginia.
Well, we've done a lot of work in Waynesboro. It's a nice little town.
Well, it is. It is. And, my intention is to sell it and just get into, like, I'll find me a one room with a small kitchen somewhere or here and easy to clean. Most of my furniture now is just junk, so I take some of it. But most everything in here, it'd just be junk. It'd be throw it away.
Yeah.
I'm just repeating myself now. I don't really trust just talking. I don't trust just doing stuff on the internet. Somebody in theory will send me a check. Even though you're not a real estate agent, I need somebody here face to face, on this. But I don't see any, there's probably no reason to get any other companies that to estimate this. It probably is no reason for that. That's what you'd be going, well, I don't know. What's he going to do? Talked about five people. There's probably no reason for that based on what you just said, because you do know where I live.
Yeah.
And
Mr.
As is.
Yeah, we buy it as is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm, that sounds, we're in the neighborhood of where we need to be.
Yeah.
If one of you could come here next week, anytime, that's what I'd like to do.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, William, I understand your concerns obviously you weren't really expecting to do something so quick, but
yeah, right. The
way we move is we move quick, but also we're willing to do kind of whatever it takes for you to get what you need out of it. We're not in the business of, making offers. We buy houses. So, I don't really have time, not saying with you, but the reason why I don't, typically go out to the property is because we buy like 20 to 30 a month. I mean, we've already gotten six. I've gotten six this week, and I haven't gone to any of them. So,
before we go, let me get your name and write that down before we go. I realize you don't usually go out, but if you're out this way, that matters. That's like the world to me, to be actually seeing somebody.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is, I'm going to come out there regardless. So let's just say hey, William, I'll do the 88, no problem. Pay for closing costs. You got it. Net number to you, $88,000.
Check for 88.
Yeah.
Once we close and you give me 60 days. What's your name?
Forrest.
You are Forrest. What's your last name?
McGhee. McGhee.
And you keep an office in Richmond, right?
Ashland, but yes, sir. We're just outside.
I had a lot of friends in Ashland when I was coming up before I had to move around and find a job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. I call it Richmond. I guess, it's not really, but it's more like it's more and more Richmond, greater Richmond area.
Yeah.
More than it. Yeah, I still go to the dentist there with a friend every
It's a good town.
I go there every 6 months. Did you grow up around Ashland, or you just work in your business there?
Yeah, so I'm born and raised.
I didn't think I'd be talking to Forrest of Forrest Sells Houses this fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm getting the idea.
Well, it's actually Forrest Buys Houses, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I just picked this up. I didn't. I feel more comfortable than I ever expected, because a lot of people are doing blank blank buy homes, and you can't really figure out whether they actually know what they're doing or not, or whether they're just scammers. But in yours is like, after looking you up on the internet, it's actually talking to you that, yeah, this guy does. And 88, that's pretty close to what I hope for. And I have to think about it some, and probably more than you would. Now, if I said yeah, what would you well, then you'd show up, wouldn't you?
Well, I'll do one of two things. I would say, William, we want to buy it. There's no question, about it. Let's get the paperwork done and then we'll come out there because, you are about an hour and change away from me. So realistically,
10-4. Yeah, we're 100 miles. I
yeah,
drive there to
you're about
go
an
to
hour
the
and a
dentist.
half. So, if
Yeah, I
I'd
go to the dentist and stuff, and you got Bass Pro and
yep, right next to Bass Pro.
Green Tops. I go there. Yeah, I go there a couple times a year. That's why I go to the dentist in Ashland, because it gives me an excuse.
Yeah.
So, like I just said,
Yeah.
I guess I should like just think, and next week call you back early in the week. Doesn't that sound about right?
Well, it's whatever you want to do, to be honest. I mean, if you're concerned with the comfortability, I mean, I can have my attorney reach out to you and he can speak on our behalf if you have question of authenticity.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We'll think like early in the week. I'll call you back. Is that okay?
I mean, yeah, whatever you need. I mean, if
I would need. I need. I need. I just came up with this idea like yesterday, and then I'm talking to the guy that is the right guy. I'm convinced of that. And yeah, I can pay that 83 and still have $5,000 to get me out of here, and
I tell
pay
you
a
what,
secure
William,
job.
I tell you this. I'm all about, everybody's got to win. The key part in real estate, is there's got to be everybody's got to be a winner. So, I don't want to make this any difficult than it really is. I know, understand it's, maybe processing and, whatever you have to do necessarily to wrap your head around it. But,
That's right.
my ideal process is, look, it's you've described what you wanted and, you want a better, you want a better place to stay, which is completely understandable. There's a lot of work that needs to be done within your house and, that's where I come in and just knock it out, and I'll hold it as a rental and keep it forever. So,
Yeah.
I'll tell you this is, I can have my attorney reach out to you for authenticity. If you need a proof of funds, I can send it to you while we're on the phone. you know, whatever you need, you know, I can provide to you, you know, in a timely manner, pretty quickly. You know, that's how I act. So, nothing happens without action. So that's why, you know, I go fast or I go, you know, it's whatever you need, but, you know, I'll kind of give it to you straight. And, you know, I don't buy every house that I talk to, you know,
oh yeah,
I wish I could, but sometimes it just doesn't work out. So mm-hmm. I'll tell you this is, you know, I'll go 90,000 on it right now today and I'll send you a proof of funds and, you know, we'll be out there next week to take pictures and do what we got to do. And also with that being said, we'll give you, you know, 60, 90 days or however long you need to close on it before you actually move out of there. So, you know, that's what I'd like to offer. I think that makes sense for me.
I think we're meeting each other halfway on 90, and I think that's what we need. I think that's what we need. Let's talk like next Tuesday sometime. I hear you. I mean, you don't need to talk, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me think. You know, I have to think about it. Let's just, all right, we like 90. We can each live with 90.
I can live with 90 today. You know, I don't, if, you know, part that's part of the reason why, you know, I say, look, if you want to do it, I'll go 90 today just so, you know, I buy a lot of houses and I'm very busy and I don't, you know, everybody's.
Yeah. And yeah. You're way bigger than I would be. Okay. Well, what if something happened and we couldn't do it?
Well, I'm going to be able to do it if you say, all right, I don't want to I don't want to do this anymore. Well, then we don't have to do it anymore. You know, I do business only with people who want to do business with me. So if we're halfway through the process and you're like, Zach, I can't do it, or Force, I can't do it, you know, then I don't say, okay, well, that's unfortunate.
Well, I want to talk to one person that's looking out for me also on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to call me at like 9 or 10 a.m. on Monday. That's all I'm stalling for.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I want the 90, but, you know, I got to stall to talk to one person.
Yeah.
I mean, what the heck? It'll work out. I mean, it'll work out. There's a lot of small work on the house. See, it's not a whole hell of a lot of problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that is. How am I sounding? Am I sounding okay?
Hey, man, this is your house. I can't make you do anything. I'm just here to tell you, you know, what I can do, and I'm not here to tell you anything else. You know, some people promise you the moon, and if you're lucky, then you'll get a star. But, you know, it's part of the business, you know.
Yeah. This deal sounds right to me. I just need to talk to one person, you know, Monday morning, 9 or 10. Let me do that.
Is she an attorney?
Nah.
Okay.
A banker.
Okay.
Banker. Yeah, we got to clear that $83,000 loan.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah.
Do you have a question? Because I've been in banking since I was 18. Do you have any
questions? She's a friend of mine.
Okay.
I just got to have one person to talk to that I know real well.
Talk to her about it then. That's not a problem. I mean.
That's it. I mean, that's really all it comes down to. And then I'll call you guys, you'll hear from me like Tuesday. So I'll call you in the morning on Tuesday. And then we'll probably moving right along. I don't see why not.
Yeah. So what will happen is, you know, let's just say you say, hey, Zach, I want to work together. I'll say, all right, well, we got to do paperwork before we come out and see you, because one, I don't waste my time. You know, I'm not going to waste 4 hours out of my day to know, you know, to guess if we're, you know, to guess or not. So
you said Zach, right? I mean, Forrest McGee, Zach.
Forrest and Zach. I apologize.
So your name is
Forrest.
Okay. But you go by Zach is what you're saying.
My partner is Zach.
Okay. Zach is, I got it.
I apologize. Also, what's your email, William?
Oh, I go by Bruce. That's my middle name.
What's your email, Bruce?
Small case L 78543@yahoo.com.
Okay, so L78543@yahoo.com.
Yes. It's small case. I don't think it matters. I think it could be either, but it is. I write it small case. That's my email.
Yeah.
And you want my phone number?
This one. I got it. 540-910-3198.
No. 910-3189.
3189. Yep, that's what I got.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Okay. Man, it's a shock to see what's going on here. I mean, I've always known real estate guys know what's going on, but not all of them. You do a lot of business here. I mean, how would I have known that? Just a guess.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been doing it for a long time, William, or Mr. Bruce. So, you know, it's just kind of like a numbers game, and you know, from where I'm sitting.
Okay. Well, let me do this thing I need to do Monday morning. Just a little hand-holding. I don't think it's going to turn. I'm not going to waste your time. It's not that kind of thing. It's just something I have to do. This internet, don't ever see anybody stuff. It's just, I'm old. It's like I'm 68 almost. It's just too hard to deal with.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I mean, you know, if that's your only, like, pushback, I'm free today. And, you know, I don't mind making a trip, you know, if we're going to go forward with this. But, if you still need to discuss that, you know, I don't mind getting in front of you.
I need to do it. I mean, I just need to do it. It's Monday morning. After that, you call me anytime, or I'll just call you Tuesday. Let's go with that. Can you deal with that?
Yeah, that's easy. I mean, you know, like I said, okay. I don't, regardless of what you do, you know, I got plenty of other houses that I'm buying, and, you know, I hope we can work together because you seem like an honest guy, and, you know, I like doing business with honest people, you know, and that's the base of our company is, you know, integrity and honesty. So.
That's me. There's no scam at this end. Nothing at all. Just man, these things, you know, it's like turning on a dime if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
I just came up with this with the idea yesterday. And then I'm like, oh, okay, this is not somebody who doesn't know where I live or anything. This guy really knows this market. Okay, man. I'm actually quite happy. Just, you know, let me do this thing Monday morning, and that's all. You know, I guess that's all I can say now. It'll work.
Yeah, man. I mean, regardless, you know, if it doesn't or does, you know, enjoyed getting to know you, and, you know, hopefully, you know, we can definitely make something happen here.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you. You or your partner, Zach, I guess I'll talk to you on, I'll give you guys a call Tuesday morning, like 9:15.
All right. Sounds good. Or, or you can call me, whatever, Monday, Tuesday, whatever is good for you.
Okay. All right. Well, we might be able to do it Monday late in the afternoon. Okay. All right. Great. Great. Okay. I tell you, I'm pretty comfortable with this. Really. Okay.
So, I mean,
right, man.
Why don't you, if you want to put your mind at ease, why don't we do this? Because honestly, you know, this is the best thing I can tell you. How about this? How about I just put in the paperwork? You can cancel at any time. That way, you know that I'm not full of shit. And you know, I don't make people work with me if they don't want to work with me. So even if you sign something, you know, if you say, you know, I don't want to do it, then I'm not going to make you do it. It's just, I'm not that type of person.
Yeah, let's go ahead and put in paperwork. And, you know, I know I have to sign at some point. So, yeah, cool. That's good.
Here's what we'll do.
You go ahead and do that.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to add right here, seller can cancel this agreement at any time. And all I would ask is if you want to do the 90, I'll do the 90 today, and I'll give you that option of canceling anytime. That way, at least I have some type of commitment from you, but also,
yeah.
Also it allows, you know.
Yeah, I'm into that.
All right, give me one second here.
That's fine with me. I mean, I'm not gonna get more than that. I don't know real estate, but I know the local market. It's a lot of house for what I paid for it, but it's not nothing special, you know. It's like most of the market is like double this kind of thing. But yeah, I got two baths, and yeah, we got some rooms.
Good.
And we got some property. And
yeah.
if you can handle living next to a trailer park, even though there's no crime, if you can handle that, somebody's going to end up with a pretty damn good deal on a house when it's all said and done.
Well, you know, that's my bread and butter. So.
All right, man. Sounds good. I think we can tie it up for today.
All right.
Go ahead and do the paper. Go ahead and do the paperwork, and I'll do what I got to do.
So, do you have your email open?
Yeah, it is on my iPad. Do I have it open right this minute?
Yeah, can you pull it up?
Let's see what we got here. Let me see here. All right. Yeah, I got it up.
All right, hang on one second.
I'm no genius on these machines either, my man. You know, but I just use them. I don't know how they work. But yeah, I'm up. I'm on with my email.
All right. So check your email, refresh it real quick.
All right. Nothing yet.
And check your spam. Sometimes it goes to that for some reason.
I'm gonna check that. I don't see anything yet.
Give me a second.
Everything's okay on mine.
L,
I don't see anything.
L78543.
Yeah. @yahoo.com.
All right. Now go back to your inbox if you don't mind.
All right. I'm on it. Yeah, there you go. Nothing yet. Still zero. No, I'm just not getting it yet, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Let me see. No, I don't have anything here.
Do you have the Yahoo app? Is that what you're on?
Yeah, that's what I'm on.
Do you know how to refresh? You know, swipe it.
Let me see. No, I don't know. I mean, it's okay. Should be okay. You want to check it on the phone also?
Yeah, check it on the phone. That might be a better solution.
No, I just said whatever it is, it just hadn't come through yet.
All right, give me a second here.
Yeah, we ought to get this straight. Oh, okay, no, whatever it is, it just hadn't. I mean, usually these things come through right away, but I ain't seeing nothing yet.
I'm gonna send it to you again that way.
Yeah, I try it again, but I don't know. Usually these things come through right away. But so far, it ain't happening. Damn it. Oh, yeah, nothing.
12, 7, 8, 12, 14.
That's the only one I've got, so. I mean, that's not, it's nothing like that.
Oh, you're good. Give me one second.
Yeah, it's nothing like that.
All right. All right. See if exit out of your app and then come back on it.
All right. Let's see. I have to cut it off. Cut it on. Get it back up. No, I ain't got nothing yet.
Yeah,
I guess it just didn't happen that fast. Sometimes it doesn't. I don't know why.
So I just got it, so you should be getting it soon.
Yeah, all right. Well, you got it. That's good. Yeah, I don't know. I know it's okay, though. I can see that, but just ain't got yours.
How about this? You want to send me an email real quick?
I can do that.
Okay.
All right, what you got? Let me see. All right, I'm ready to do it.
Send it to my partner, Zack.
Zack.
At CVA, Central Virginia.
Zack at what?
CVA, like Central Virginia, CVA.
Got it.
Dot E-M-A-I-L, email. So, Zack at CVA dot email.
Subject, William White, White's correspondence. All right. I'll just write hi.
Yep, that's perfect.
White's correspondence. Zack at CVA. Oh, your fan.
Zack at CVA dot email.
Send it.
All right.
Did it come through?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, shit. There we go.
Check. So I got the right email. So check your spam one more time.
No, there's nothing on there yet. I ain't got nothing.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Let me send this. All right.
I thought it was okay. I mean, I thought we were doing okay. I mean, if you got my email, that's what I would expect. I mean, yeah, that's how I would expect it to happen.
Let's see. All right, it's coming your way. Give me 1 second. Sometimes it acts up here, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's nothing here. I mean.
Oh, you're good. Just give me a second.
I mean, nothing. I mean, I nothing I can do with this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know enough to do anything anyway. But I sent you one, and it worked, so.
All right, so.
I didn't copy it. I didn't send myself a copy of it. Well, I didn't do that.
All right. So you should definitely though.
Sent. Yeah. Sent. Yeah, I see it sent.
Check your inbox now.
Okay, let's see.
You should just be able to view what I sent you. It shouldn't be a problem.
Nothing. Yeah, I guess it just takes time, whatever it is. Ain't nothing here.
All right, I'm gonna do one more thing here.
Yeah. I think we should just talk Monday afternoon or Tuesday.
Yeah, we can.
We just need to do that. I mean, I'm talking to the guy. You're talking to the guy. So I would just do that.
Okay.
I know your time is limited. My time is not limited, but my trying to do these things on the fly like this, I mean, this is like major big stuff for me.
Yeah.
Shit. All right. Well, let's just talk Monday or Tuesday. Nothing we can do with this.
Because yeah,
I'm still showing, hooray, inbox zero.
All right. Yeah, I'll do one last thing here, and then we'll call it if it's not acting appropriate. So check one last time.
Yep. Start. Wait, I got something. Yeah, I got you. Okay. Your signature is requested. Start signing.
It's not going to sign it. It's just going to open it up for you.
Well, I don't want to sign nothing.
No, you're not signing anything. Just if you click it, it'll open it up for you. I want to show you this that way that you understand everything.
All right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is what you're trying to send me. I see it.
Yeah.
It's just a cool time here.
Yeah. So what you see, you know, is real estate purchase.
Real estate purchase and sales agreement.
Yep.
You say 88. I want 90, though, right?
Yeah, so that's – I mean, if we can get a commitment today, but also on this paper, on the document, it says that you can cancel at any time. So you're not really obligated to anything.
All right. Well, maybe I can get you to do it once we get farther. Once we talk Monday or Tuesday, you can give me 90 because I need 90.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, I do. I can't do
if we can get.
I can't. That, Forrest, I can't do this today like this. I just can't.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, you can cancel any time.
Yeah, I understand. I just want, you know, you just change it to 90 once we talk, and I say okay.
All right, so.
I know you don't want to, but, man, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I need it, and I think you can get it. I don't see that's going to, I don't think it's going to cause you any problems. We can discuss it Monday.
Yeah. All right. Well, I resent it to you with the 90 on it.
Okay. Let me. Well, yeah. Okay. I haven't come through. But, you know, yeah. We see that. For some reason, that doesn't happen in a. There you go. It just did.
Yeah.
It just did. Let me see. Yeah. I accept. No, that's the wrong one. Okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay, I got it. I got it. That's right. That tells exactly what we're doing. Yeah, I got it. I got it.
So
I see why you wanted to do that.
Yeah. So if you look at it,
I see why you want to do that.
Yeah.
That allows me to look at it.
Yeah.
I got it.
Also, you know, it says on there we'll give you 9,000. We're going to close, you know, within 60 days. Also, it says that, you know, it can occur on or before or a reasonable time after, meaning the closing. So that way it gives you, you know, time that you need.
Yeah.
Sold as is.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy about this. I really am.
At the bottom of page one, if you scroll down,
yeah,
the other provisions, do you see that?
Yeah, seller one.
Seller can cancel this agreement at any time for any reason.
Okay. Yeah, I see that. I see it. You really know how to do this. I see it. I got it.
Yep. So, I mean, you know, here's the thing. If you want to sign it, go ahead. You're not obligated to anything because you can back out, but at least it'll give me a peace of mind that you want to go forward, you know, next week. But if not, no problem because, you know.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to sign that.
Okay.
Not now. You know, I follow what you're doing. You follow what I'm saying, too. I mean, hell, sure. I can't just 10 minutes of this stuff. I mean, hell. I don't know how to do this, but this information and it's all right here, and I'll chew on it and digest it.
Sure.
I don't see any reason why I wouldn't do this.
Okay.
Seems fair to both parties to me. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't do it.
All right, William. Well, you know, that document expires today. Not saying it expires forever, but. I can't have my signature out there, you know.
Got it. Me neither.
So.
Me neither. There's no way to know what's going.
Yeah, but.
Okay.
You know, I'll still want to do business regardless.
Me too.
All right.
All right, man. Appreciate it. I'm pretty happy. I guess we've gone as far as we can say anything. Yeah, I'm pretty happy with this.
All right.
Okay. All right, Forrest. Thank you, man.
All right, so you got my number?
Yeah, I'll talk to you. Yeah, I'll talk to you Monday late in the day or Tuesday at 9.
Right, write this phone number. I'm gonna shoot you a text off my personal, okay?
Oh, wait a second. You get a piece of paper.
I'm gonna text you.
Okay. Well, I can do that.
I just sent you a text. That's my personal, all right?
I don't know that. Yeah, got it. Forrest and Zach.
All right. All right.
1-804-908-8620.
Yeah.
Use this number. It's a personal one.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, man. Yeah, okay. All right. We made it through. We're doing okay. All right, man.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Yes, that's it. Bye.